Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Sunny. 36 degrees.
KEAIDZ Mobile, Everett, Michigan.
Good morning. 08:00 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Mostly sunny. 51 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
Kilo Foxy, Charlie Delta.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 59 degrees.
Brother.
Yeah, that's okay. It's always nice to make a contact.
Yeah, right on. Where are you, what repeater are you working into the system through?
I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm about 3 miles away from a direct line of sight.
Do they leave that tied into the system now?
They certainly seem to. I'm always seeing it when I look up when I look on the monitor online. The only thing about it is that if, for example, if there's a weather event or something like that that's going on, all that traffic on this particular repeater takes priority. I don't know if they disconnected from the net or not because I haven't seen that happen, but. From my understanding is that, you know, like weather events and things like that take priority on this repeater, but otherwise it's open for everybody and connected to the network.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a protocol for them all, you know, anymore. Skywarn, there's so many people doing it at this point that, you know, it's turned into a zoo, I think. Individual counties have that, and you know, you can look online at the software and see what's coming at you.
Yep, that is definitely true, but having some nice localized observations is always good too, especially with the way things are happening over at NOAA. Yeah, it's getting to the point where they need our help.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat if they could tie them in. You know, in line with the prevailing winds, because that seems to be how everything moves. And I've been on a couple of them where I pretty much was right in line, just off to the side of the actual tornado, and I stopped doing it after I had my daughter, I quit doing it because I got really close one time and almost got pushed off with my vehicle off into a river. It was pretty interesting.
You've gotten a bit closer to a tornado than I would care to. Glad you survived it.
Yeah, I was right on the outside edge of it, and it cleaned off all the trees along the causeway. I was coming up from the north end of the town. There's a reservoir that I was crossing over. And it cleared off all the trees, and then I watched it go over the bridge. And it kind of went up and over after it pushed over a giant willow tree on the edge of the reservoir that I used to fish by when I was a kid. Been there forever. It was probably 10 feet across the trunk of that thing, and it turned it up, and that was the end of that. That's gone now, but it went up and over the hill, and four doors down from where I lived at the time, and it went right up and over my place, which I was pretty happy about, but it tore up some other stuff not too far from there.
Yeah, that must have been a heck of an experience. The closest thing I've got to that is back in 2005, I was flying down to Florida to visit some friends. And while I can't remember the exact name of the specific hurricane, it turned out I was flying right into one. So about 35, 40 minutes out from Orlando, we're cruising along at altitude, everything is going smooth, and all of a sudden the bottom just fell out. The plane literally started falling out of the sky. They had flown into a low-pressure zone that the radar hadn't seen. And then not long after that, probably the most exciting plane ride I've ever had in a jetliner, the pilot tipped that thing over 45 degrees, banking hard left, leveled back out. A few minutes after that, did the same thing going back to the right so they could fly around the storm and bring us back to ground safely. Yeah, it's not an experience I care to repeat either.
What year was that one where you dropped? About what year was it?
That was back in 2005. That happened to me 20 years ago, and I can still remember it vividly to this day. I've even got a picture I took with my cell phone I had at the time of one of the thunderheads from above where you can see the anvil shape looking out the window as we were flying past it.
Yeah, I remember rolling out of, when would that have been? Must have been early 90s when Hurricane Andrew come up here and 2 meters. I talked on Simplex, 2 meters FM Simplex with 5 watts, talked to Florida after that hurricane come through. I couldn't believe it. I thought the guy was lying to me. But I did it, and when the band opens, and that Hurricane Andrew tore some stuff up, and I left one time. I left before hurricane hit. I was in the Bahamas. And I flew out of there just as it was coming in, and then they got hit pretty hard there. I think that must have been about 94, 95 then. So it was mid-90s.
Stuff like that, that's always fun. My friends down in Florida, they joke after a hurricane goes through about how they have the hurricane parties where everybody gets out the chainsaws to clear the roads. But I'm like, I don't think I'd want to have to deal with that kind of destruction. It's bad enough putting up with earthquakes and tornadoes up here in Michigan.
Yeah, I think we may be in store for an earthquake before long. I was just up in Atlanta, Michigan. I had a court case I was dealing with up there, and I got to drive through part of the where the ice storm was, and all the trees were laying in piles through the woods. I didn't hit none of the back roads, but all of M33, there was sawdust piles everywhere, and then if you look back far enough, you could see where the trees, the birch trees, took it real bad, and some jack pines that ate those up. KD8OOE.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that kind of destruction up close and personal. Like I said, I don't think I'd want to deal with having to clean that up. KF8DPZ.
I almost went to Florida after one of them hurricanes you're talking about for cleanup, and then I found out that they were, I forgot what they called it. They would take those guys there. It was all pay or nothing. You go down there to work, they're going to put you to work, and you don't get to dictate anything, and you can't, like, bid. They were keeping people there against their will. Martial law. They were doing that to people, and I heard about that a little bit over the radio, and I was like, nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
I wouldn't blame you for that. I would have, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk life and limb, go down there with a couple thousand dollars worth of chainsaws and construction tools and risk getting all my stuff confiscated and just stay right here. Them other guys can risk it. And, you know, it was like, once I found out that they were holding people against their will, I was like, oh, no. No thanks.
Yeah, definitely something I would not have put myself through, I can tell you that.
A lot of people down there carrying guns, too, and it's 60 out, so I guess it's 60 degrees outside. That's kind of a little bit better than yesterday. I think I'm gonna go out there and make a mess. I've been hesitating all day, and I think somebody wants some ice cream, so I think we're gonna hit the trail and go up to the ice cream store and maybe get us an ice cream. So I'm gonna say 7-3, and I'm gonna get out of here. I got a radio in the car, but I'm gonna have a mouthful of ice cream, I think. Subtree, this is KB8OOE.
Yeah, copy that. I got a few things I can do before I can have a treat like ice cream myself. So I will say 73s to you also. My first personal is Cliff. Charlie, Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. KF8, DPZ, clear after your final.
Hey, sorry about that. Name here is Mike. Mike, India, Kilo, Echo. I'm current in call book, but I'm not at my home residence right now. I'm a couple towns north, recovering from a hospital visit. So, yeah, I'll say 73. I monitor this thing quite a bit. This is KB8OOE.
All right. Well, it's good to hear you're on the mend. I'm glad you're recovering. KF8DTZ, clear.
NXP, WAYC.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Showers. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Showers. 54 degrees.
Give me the rest of your...
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Showers. 53 degrees.
On echo link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Knox County, Michigan, including and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from their... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-med group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AS, WBA2QZ, WBA8AXB, KDUNX, NAOBU, and KD8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations could have asked, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Is he wise up, that's in there, Ron. Next question, please. Are there any relays? KAJBD, KEADON, can you place a general net call, please?
This is KAJBD, will do, will do. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is KAJBD. Nothing hurt.
All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see what where this leads us. Let's see here. In case you haven't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure y'all did, and in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't, and that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 213 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. So I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. There were two counties up there, Roscommon and Grand Traverse, which participated. The rest of the counties, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well-received. If you guys did get to participate, and you didn't tell anybody about it yet in the hot wash yesterday, or even if you want to tell us again, please share in your comments today when we get to your call time. Let's see here. Tomorrow, I'm going to get on the road, and I'm going to head over to Grand Rapids. The Homeland Security Conference is taking place over there, but the reason I'm going is that the communication unit work group annually gets together for an all-day meeting in person, and they choose that location to do it. So I'll be there for the day tomorrow. And then on Thursday, you mainly have the AuxCon work group meets at 8 o'clock, and that's on Teams. And let's see what else do we have. I want to give you a heads up. I was looking at the calendar coming ahead, for the weeks ahead, the next schedule. And just as a reminder, we will get together next week at this same time, but then we're going to take a couple of weeks off, first for Hamvention and then Memorial Day. Can you believe it? Memorial Day is already here. And we're going to take a week off for that. So we'll after next week, we'll be back the first weekend in June. Let's see what that's everything I've got. I'm going to turn it over to KHNDD, followed by KW5AS. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KHUN is attached. This is KHNDD, Sierra, Washtenaw County. Well, we just participated in the SEC on Saturday. Had a good time. Nice turnout this time. 15 people, 9 new guys showed up. We've met several new and several had been there for quite a few years. So we had a nice turnout and enjoyed the FCT, had a good time. We actually were able to dispatch teams. We practiced doing tactical call signs. We had a couple of pods in a warehouse. The hospital teams were involved also. We also practiced using WinLink with tactical call signs there. We ran into a few steps along the way through both sets, but both sets of teams that were out. But that's good. That's kind of what we do this. We had to shut down early because we had to run a siren test net. That was also part of the problem, wasn't actually a problem, but we needed to make sure we got that in. That's a very important process that has to happen here for the county. So we had a good time, enjoyed it. I did get to do a hot wash of the team immediately afterwards because we went straight rolling in, or at least most of the team went straight rolling into the siren. I was doing paperwork and getting ready to do the rest of the stuff to clean up from the exercise. But we had a good time, and I just taught my 92-year-old mother how to do pew-pew with an iPhone. So, happy 4th. May the 4th be with you. This is KJBD, back to death.
And may the 4th be with you as well,
Everyone have a good day, and signals are great down on 40 meters here, KW5AS.
All right, April, thanks for the signal request there. In fact, good to hear. I haven't been to Dayton. I haven't been in that convention, let me put it that way. I've been to Dayton, and that's all I can say about that. I guess, in fact, the last time I went to Dayton, gosh, I was in Air Force Base. Convention is on my bucket list. It's just unfortunately right now I've got things I have to do on the weekends, and soon enough I'll have an opportunity to get down there. So I hope to be able to do that. Let's go next to WDATQZ to be followed by WDAXB. Mr. Mike, how are things in Roger City?
Good afternoon, Mike. KHGON and Michigan ARPSC net from WPTQZ. Mike. Roger City, ECO for Presque County, as well as MAX and MIT and net manager. Well, things are fairly well back to normal. People are still cleaning up the mess from the storm. We got ours taken care of, at least in the immediate area around the house. Didn't lose any antennas that I was using. I had one that had been damaged a couple of years back, and had a falling limb pull the feed line out of that, but everything that I was actively using stayed up and functioned, as did the whole house generator. Would have been nice to have made the FCT, but there was two other things scheduled for the day. It came in last, and I still haven't figured out how to violate the laws of space and time, so I guess you can do what you can. I did find that it can function as a point of distribution for fuel and water. I loaned my portable generator out to a neighbor that needed it, and provided fuel for several people. The guy that borrowed the generator also didn't have it hooked up into the house wiring. We could do his pump. So he came over filling up jugs and buckets for quite a few days. So that all worked out pretty well. It seems like the stuff we've been doing seems like forever over the years to be ready for situations like this did pay off. And that's about all. I have not really been in touch with the EM. We were not contacted for any kind of support during the event, and I imagine she's still cleaning up reports from that. So I'm pretty sure we'll be touching base later on down the line. Max and MITN, they're still limping along. Participation is down 40 meters. Some days propagation is with you. Some days it's not for Max. MITN in the evening, again, that kind of comes and goes. Sometimes we have to go to 60 meters. 60 meters channel 4 is usually our first frequency that we try, assuming it's not being used. That's all the news from here. Back to you, WBATQZ.
All right, Mike, thank you. WBATQZ, KBUDRN, Michigan's actually at the CNET. If you ever do figure out that whole space-time continuum thing, let me know, because I'd love to get a handle on that one as well. I bet a lot of us would. It's great that you have enough resources you're able to share with your neighbors, and I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that as well. So blessings in both directions that way. And I can certainly appreciate the 40-meter propagation problems in the morning. We noticed yesterday we had two HF stations running. One was monitoring 80 and one was 40. I'm not sure if any contact was made out of 80. We did have a few contacts on 40. It was and one in particular that stands out was they just made contact with Marquette, got excellent signal reports, and then it went into the toilet. And both ends said the same. So it was right about where the band died at that stage. And it just wasn't very good yesterday. But that's what happened, and that's why we had alternate modes, and we're able to operate. WDAXB and we followed by KBAUNX. Charlie, what's going on in your direction?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. And Max, this is WD8AXB. Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, assisting to St. Joseph County, the county to my south. Happy to get St. Joseph County on the air. We did not have the participation I hoped for, and that just seems to be par for the course for that county. You can't pull out and get people that just don't want to do it, and that's just the situation we're stuck with. The stations that did participate, they knew how to participate too. They were confident on the air, and they were able to play along with the exercise, and that made things really good. And I wanted to have more connectivity with Kalamazoo County. They had multiple sites activated, which was really cool to know. It's just that, once again, the laws of time and location, if Mike up north can get that figured out, I'd like to know it, because there just wasn't enough of me to go around to all the places where I could have been used and useful. So I don't know what Kalamazoo County did, other than I know a few of the sites that they got activated. I know that they were at a medical location that may be part of the social services network. They were at the American Red Cross building. And the county EOC was set up, and our new emergency manager was in attendance. So that was good that she was there. The other good news I heard yesterday is that St. Joseph County has a new emergency manager coming on board. They've been without an emergency manager for a month. So that's good that they've got somebody, and maybe I'll find out about him or her maybe tomorrow or later this week. So certainly that's good news. And we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Portage tornado. That was not good. Skywarn activity, and then 2 days later, we were out working for emergency management doing damage assessment. Some people did 2 or 3 days. I was able to do 1 day, and that was a long day and a sad day to see a beautiful neighborhood damaged from the tornado winds. Let's see what else. So I will be at Hamvention. Looking forward to it. I can't remember my first trip to Hamvention. It may have been 1984 or 1985, somewhere in there. So haven't missed too many. So we're happy to be able to attend again this year. And let's see. I hope NAR can check in today. I hope Ken is on board on 40 meters. He's got the frequency, and he will be QRP today, I think. So we'll keep our ears open for when he can check in on the net. And 40 meters is doing very well today. I'm able to hear Mike from Roger City loud and clear, and able to hear Skip from Menominee loud and clear. So that's great. HF yesterday, I was able to hear the state EOC on 75 meters for like the half hour updates. And it seemed like the later in the morning got better for 75 than when the first announcement came out where the state EOC was just in the static. Never switched over to 40. I just being alone here in the station, it was just too much to just keep up with the VHF and UHF activity going on for Kalamazoo and St. Joseph counties. I guess from Brett, I heard that counties from District 5 participated. But we we remain hopeful that maybe some of the other counties were able to do something. So that seems to be it from here. Max, we'll turn it back to EON Net Control from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KEA. Yeah, I've seen that. Well, thank you for all of that report, and I do hope that... Yeah, District 5 did have good participation yesterday. I think it was around five counties. Thank you. ...through that, and then I can start putting them into the spreadsheet. So it was good participation, definitely from that corner of the state. And so it did decent participation overall. All right, we're going to go to KVA-UNX, and then I'm going to take a standby here to see if there's anybody else waiting to join in. KVA-UNX, you are up for comments, sir. How are things in the area of Oxford?
We're doing well. This is KVA-UNX, Oxford, Michigan. I'm not in here. I'm getting some TRM here to know that this has been the first time I've been able to copy
on the back here. Alright. You don't need to play with the repeater. We're on HF then. Keep it up to the beer.
And hopefully, I do get a great copy from K8JDD. I'm getting a good.
You just go ahead and keep it up because it's in monitor. You got to listen to it, but you're not affecting them, so keep your jackass.
All right, KBA-UNX. Well, thank you for checking in, Mark. Your signal definitely is light, but. And that is.
If you don't like listening to the net, we just net every night at Sunday night at 5 p.m. If you don't like listening to it, turn your radio off. We don't need your kind around here. Keep it up to here.
Anybody else would like to check in before we continue to install now? This is November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic. November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, I've got you on the roster. Next check in, please. Are there any relays? All right, let's move along then. Next up we have N8OBU to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things your way? I hope you're in a slightly better mood than you were a little while ago.
Well, you know, when you have to run to the repeater set three times because somebody changed the frequency on you, sometimes it gets a little old. I don't have nothing to add. N8OBU, sir.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for providing the remote service, as always, and we do appreciate your help with that. So thank you very much. All right, we go next to KB8SWR, followed by KC8YVS. Mr. Jeff, how are things going in Saginaw County and Frankenmuth area for you?
Good, Max. Am I okay into the system or no?
Have you good readable?
Okay. Helped get a repeater back on working in Ann Arbor yesterday, U of M repeater. We went, Dan made up an MSF that we replaced with the current repeater that was there, so that should be back working, and there's always something. Today we got somebody that I guess doesn't like to listen to HF and keeps kerchunking, so sorry about kerchunking across the network, but we're making them listen to it anyways, and they can't kerchunk it. So, you know, one of them things, you try to do good for everybody, and there's always got to be one person that's got to play games. We'll find them. I'm not worried. Doesn't bother me. Back to you, Max. Hope everything went good yesterday. KBSWR, may the 4th be with you.
All right, Jeff, may the 4th be with you as well. KB8SWR, KE8BY, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, you know, for somebody who's normally sitting on 2 meters, perhaps, on a repeater, they're used to something that's so quiet, and only there's noise when somebody's hearing something. So when we get on with HF relayed in there, if they're not used to it, I can imagine that sounds a little that might cause them to react as well, maybe wondering if the radio's acting up or something. Who knows? But anyway, let's go on. Oh, and by the way, before I do move on, I want to say thank you once again, Central Michigan Emergency Network. We made good use of their network yesterday in a variety of ways. There was a little bit of movement around, and we were able to support two talk groups, special event groups, one for two South, one over in 6, I believe it was, so they were using them to talk amongst the counties, and then we still had statewide 2 instead of statewide 1 that we were using, because I moved this on in the other time slot then, and that worked out well, and so we had quite a bit of utilization of the network for MI5, and obviously there's probably a bunch of traffic that went through for MI7, because we had field situation reports yesterday. John, Wynn, KEHCYC, was very busy handling traffic coming in. Much appreciating all of that. As I said, the hardware and the software of the network and the environment itself, but even more important than that are the people, the team that make all of that happen. You guys are special. All right, let's go to KCAYVF to be followed by NAMNOR. Ron, I know you weren't able to join us yesterday, but hope things are well in Saginaw County.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, for Saginaw County ECRO. Yeah, unfortunately, too many things on the plate in a very short period of time. Yesterday, we were up in Cadillac. The radio club for Saginaw was up in Cadillac for the swap. We had rented 2 tables and had a variety of items for sale from a couple of Silent Key estate sales that were donated to the radio club. So we needed to get rid of some of that equipment, and we did. So a fair amount of it went out the door, not all of it. And, what we did get was a good thing. That's a little more money into the club's treasury at that point. For Saginaw County, we do have an emergency exercise coming up on Wednesday. This is the MBS Airport Saginaw County emergency exercise. It takes place every 3 years. We will be participating in that exercise along with Covenant Hospital, My Michigan Health, Saginaw Hospital, County Emergency Management, MMR Ambulance, and MBS Airport, with a variety of fire departments and police agencies that will be on scene out at the airport. We'll be staffing our Covenant emergency room station as well as 911, and we'll have the communications trailer out at the airport for the exercise portion that will be out there. We have 7 people that are signed up for the exercise, which isn't too bad considering it's on a weekday and many of the people have to take time off from work in order to participate in the exercise, but that was at least a decent showing there. Once we're done with that, let me break. On next Saturday, on the 10th, then, is the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, which is our largest public service event. That event generally draws anywhere between 700 to 1,500 participants for the walk. If it's a nice, warm, sunny day, we get the upper amount of those. So I am still in need of participants. I need 20 people to staff the course effectively, and right now I've only got about 12 or 13. Usually a couple of people show up on that day. As long as nobody calls off, I'm good. I can cover the basics of the course that need to be done, and with that number of people and a lot of the people that participate in this also have MS or some other disability and are in wheelchairs and things like that, so it is a little bit of a handful to cover the course. And being Frankenmuth,
Tourist town, we have to contend with all the people that are on the streets along with the walkers. Crossing the street when you get 700,000 to 800,000 walkers all trying to cross Main Street, especially at the beginning of the course, it's a handful for the operators to help out with that. And luckily so far over the years we have not had any incidents, and that's a good thing. So once we're done with that, things will clear up on my plate. This will be the third event that I've coordinated in the last week and a half, so it's been busy on my end. I'll look for a little time off here. I will be heading to Dayton. At last count, other than the 2 years that they did not have the hamvention for the pandemic, I'm counting somewhere between 35, 36 straight years that I have attended the Dayton hamvention. Long before I was a ham, I was going with other ham radio operators to purchase computer equipment and other items. So I am upwards, and I have a majority of my tickets going back that far. So I'm in 35 plus or so years of attending Dayton. And boy, has it changed over the years. But something I enjoy to go do, look at the new equipment, and have a good time with the guys. We meet up with a few other guys from around the state and that, and unfortunately our guys from Canada don't attend anymore, but it's always a good time. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF back to net.
All right, Ron, thank you for all of that. KC8YVF, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. And that's exactly why Saginaw wasn't able to participate. They've got a ton of stuff on their plate already. And we missed the first half of his report. He was just filling us in on what they did was take a bunch of their stuff up to Cadillac, which was having their swap yesterday. And he was the one, he was the point person coordinating that through the club. And so that was part of their fundraising activity needed to get done. And then, of course, coming exercise as well as the public EMS walk this weekend. That's a pretty full plate, and you guys doing a lot of good work. I wish I could join you this weekend, and I'm peeking at my schedule, and I can't make it happen, unfortunately. So my thoughts will be with you guys. I hope it goes well, and I do hope you get the volunteers you're looking for. Folks, if you are looking to help out in any way, reach out. KC8YDF is the man to see about that one. All right, let's go to N8NOR. Now it's going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. N8NOR. You are up for comment, sir.
This is N8NOR. Good evening to everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm talking to QRP tonight out of my 705. And my ICOM 7000 has computers, and I'm taking it to St. Joe for the authorized service center to get it repaired. So for the first time in basically 18 years, we need some kind of service, so the only way I can talk to everybody is on this particular unit. So for me, the first time I went to hamvention was 1989. Yes, I've seen many changes over the years. And remind me sometime when I see you. I've got a couple of travel stories to tell you about that are rather amusing that Charlie and I were a part of. Other than that, I'll hand it back to you. I'm looking forward to seeing the new U2FTX1F in both a standard field and optimal format. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, good to have you checking in again this afternoon, where your signal is normally strong. I was obviously light today, or that was because you're QRP, and you still came through light but readable. So thank you for all of that, and again, thanks for checking in. We are at the bottom of the roster. I will take a moment here to take a standby and see if anybody else would like to join us. This is KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. If you would like to join, please call now. Station calling, come again, please.
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar, Oscar Echo.
I hear Oscar, Oscar Echo. Can I get a relay?
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar, Oscar, X-ray, this is, no, Echo, this is KJBD.
Okay, roger that. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. We got you on the roster. Next station, please. Okay, it must be, I'm losing signal. Can I get a relay there?
You double with OOE.
Oh, okay, was that, was OOE coming back?
Yes.
Roger that, thank you. Anyone else like to check in, please call now. Any relays? Okay, Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, you are up for comment, sir.
KB8 OOE, it's your turn. Go ahead and take our transmission.
Is
this not on 80 meters as well, or just here on
40?
I didn't catch the other frequency.
Yeah, our winter frequency is 39 or 32. We do come over here as an alternate frequency, and it's actually going to be our summer home probably until late summer, possibly into the early fall when the band conditions change again.
All right, because the band's up and down. I could probably try it and get on 2 meters to check it out. As long as somebody's tuning up on it as well. You said 3932 is the other frequency?
Roger.
Alright, I'll...
Well, I'm not simulcast on both. It's one at a time.
Okay, KV8OE. Well, thank you for checking in, and we'll look forward to having you on again soon. I'm going to make one last call. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet before we close? All right, hearing none, we had 11 on the roster today, and we're going to call at 37 minutes of runtime, and I want to thank everybody for checking in. Good conversations this afternoon, as always. Hope everybody has a great week ahead. Enjoy the rest of your Star Wars day here. May the 4th we be with all of you, and we will look forward to chatting with you again next Sunday at this time, right on or about this frequency. And with that, this is KEATON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning to normal amateur use. KEATON out.
So I'll make the announcement again. Every Sunday night at 5 o'clock, we join the state HFNet. The repeaters don't drop, the squelch is open. And that's the way it works. Sorry if you don't like it. I'd ask to, you to just turn your radio off if you don't like listening to it. But it brings, gives people that normally can't get into HF an opportunity to experience HF and carry the information across. Keep it SWR. We'll find you. Because every time you key up, you're being recorded. So it's okay. Just keep being up. Keep up. Okay, guys. Keep it up, SWR. KCYZ up. Keep it up, SWR.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
XP, WAYC. Try again without the other radio on. WAYC, Scotty Rock. WAYC, Claire.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
It's GH Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring. W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Take the WA, no. Whoops, I'm gonna hear myself just a minute.
Oh, the W8FFR, or W8YRC. I had my Q-meter on, and I got the mic Shark RF here, and had them all at the same time. Still there, W8YRC.
Whiskey 8,
Yankee
Romeo Charlie, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, that is a affirmative. I am still here. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. I don't know. It might be a little bit of delay. I'm going through All-Star, playing with a, or around with a Shark, Mike, Shark RF. So anyway, seems to work okay. Trying to get my FL Digi working here, and all of a sudden it's been working, and then all of a sudden now I have no sound cards, or, you know, selection. It's all blank, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But give me something to do, play with it the rest of the night. Not exactly what I had in mind, but I'll get it going here eventually.
That sounds like a lot of fun when stuff you just worked on decides not to work anymore, but W8YRC, I've heard that call sign before. Are you part of the Alcara Club, the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club?
My son's the president and I'm the trustee.
Okay, that's why that call sign sounded familiar. Now, okay, now I'm picturing who you are. Yeah, I've been meaning to go to those. Well, I've been working 60-hour weeks, and it just escapes my mind that, no, I have that tonight.
Yeah, when you're working a lot of hours, things go by, but that's good, though. Paychecks look good. You know, good, unless you're unsorry.
Yeah, I'm working Monday through Saturday, but then again, radio equipment's not cheap. So I kind of need to do it so I can get more radio stuff, because this hobby is addicting, but it's also very expensive.
I'll switch over here. It'll be a little bit better. Yeah, radio stuff, tell me about it. I can show you a picture of, I'm not sure how I got away with it, but a lot of stuff in this shack.
Oh, yeah, just the HF radio I'm looking at. I want to get on sale for a rebate, $600. And I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty penny, but I'll eventually get it.
$600, I'm not sure which radio that is, but that's like half price of the 991A or the 7300 ICOM or Yaesu, so $600, does everything you want it to do, you might as well grab it, because
That's crazy. Yeah, these prices are getting out of hand on everything. You look at a vehicle, it's like, what? Oh, that's 10 years old, and then you want how much? It should be the price of a new one.
Affirmative on that. I mean, just my rent alone. And so I live in Flint, and I have a small house with my brother I rent. And, yeah, I'm paying a decent amount for rent. But I look everywhere else, it's all the same price. I'm like, this is Flint. This is cheap to live in. I know someone down in Troy, they're paying $1,000 plus for rent for an apartment. I'm like, I'm renting a house here in Flint. So, yeah, everything is pricey now.
Yeah, I got a son-in-law, my daughter, living over in Chicago, west of Chicago, Wheaton area. They're paying, pushing $2,300 for a house, tri-level. Nice house, but not that nice.
Like I said, I share a 700 or 800 square foot two-bedroom house with my brother, and we pay $900 a month for it. Like that, this is Flint. Everything I looked at was $850, so it's like there's not much difference. And again, if Flint is pushing almost $1,000, yeah, everywhere else is well north of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, I will get back here to work on the ASU and FL Digi to kind of figure out where my sound card disappeared to. But everything was working real good. All of a sudden, I upgraded, and it was still working, and now it's not there. So, 7-3, nice talk to you. Name here is Mike, if I forgot to tell you, but, yeah. So, have a good night. W8YRC.
All right, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. It's good to talk to you, Mike. I will see you at the club meeting if I remember to go, which I will put my phone to go to that. So 7-3, enjoy tinkering with your radios. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, showers, 50 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, listening. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listening for the Lincoln repeater in Michigan. All right, no copy on the repeater from Mount Clemens and Lincoln, Michigan. VA3, Alpha India, India, Southern Ontario, will be clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers, 48 degrees.